So every week we like to bring you some of the good news from the week that was. Two of our wonderful producers are in the studio right now, Mitch and Ryan. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, I feel like a teacher. I feel like I'm standing in front of a class.
You're very authoritative.
Wow, there we go. Well, that's an ego boost for your Sunday morning, isn't it? I feel like I've got some control. Okay, cool. So we've got some good news from the week that was, which is just, I love smiling and having good news.
Really? I hate it.
Really?
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I can tell. Like, there's a dark cloud that just constantly follows. He's like Eeyore.
People keep telling me that. Yeah,
yeah. You're like Eeyore, Mitch.
Very
That's
cynical.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But thankfully, we've got Ryan here. No.
Yeah. Total opposite.
Yeah, total opposite. It's all good. So what's our first piece of good news from this week?
So we thought we'd go with a bit of a wildlife-themed edition this week.
I'm already on board. I'm so on board.
So heading over to Nepal, we've got a story about some tigers and some conservation efforts happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the number of Bengal tigers, and they're an endangered species, in Nepal have doubled over the past few years.
Wow.
Which is pretty unheard of.
That's amazing.
Doubled.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Because they only have like two cubs every couple of years, like maximum. It's so hard for them
to... Yeah, they don't have litters, right?
No, to like boost their numbers.
Apparently there was, 120 there in 2009. But now there's about 235.
Jeez, that's great.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. I read a slightly more depressing statistic.
Good news, Jess. Not bad.
What are you doing?
About something like the amount of tigers held captive in like Texas or something is more...
In Texas?
Yeah, it was a weird state in the United States. Is more than like are left in the wild. But that could have been false. I don't know.
Oh, no,
if that's
true. I heard something like that too.
Yeah, but this is amazing. Sure. Bringing wild tiger numbers up is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, apparently the results being attributed to expanding protected areas over there.
Yes.
And reducing reliance on forest products and also avoiding human-tiger conflicts like livestock depredation.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yay! This is awesome. This is. I don't think anyone doesn't like tigers. I feel like it's a
gorgeous,
very likable animal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We've got our next story for this morning.
Yeah, this is a sort of good, inclusive story about a tortoise that hurt itself over in Baltimore. And he was taken to the Maryland Zoo over there and he had fractures under his shell. So our amazing zoo staff over there needed to find a way after they did surgery to keep his shell off the ground.
Okay.
And one of the guys basically thought, you can't get a wheelchair for a tortoise. They don't make them small enough.
Not quite.
So he just called a friend and he said, hey, I've got this problem with a tortoise. And the friend said, who was really into Lego, obviously, said, I'll do some sketches. And then they put together a wheelchair made out of Lego for this tortoise.
Oh, my God. And I've got a photo of it in front of me. What a little contraption.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. What a great use of Lego.
Yep.
I don't think
amazing innovation.
Look at your children this afternoon and go, what are you doing with your Lego? You're building a house that's lovely. Build something for a poor animal.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Yeah. It's the opposite
it's
of
gorgeous.
Stepping on it. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's so beautiful.
It's going to take about a year for a full recovery, but apparently then he'll be able to go back into the wild.
Will he want to? He looks so stylish now.
He's decked out with his pimped ride.
Yes, he's totally MTV pimped his ride. Like, this is great. This is so cool. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love seeing the doggies in wheelchairs too. We saw one the other day and it just melts my heart.
They're
always so happy too. Genuinely, they always look happy because they're like galloping along.
Yeah.
It's so cute. All right, beautiful. We've got one last one.
Yep. So this one, Mitch actually found for me, and it's about an escaped pup that's sort of, there's been footage of him, that's going viral around the internet. And basically it's a little Labrador, desperate to get back inside after he's gone out on a mini adventure.
Oh, he decided to break out and then try and get back in.
Yeah, but he actually knew to ring the doorbell.
What a clever puppy.
What a good boy.
Oh, my gosh.
The footage is amazing.
I'm looking at it now.
He's like anxiously looking over his shoulder trying to get back in.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, please, come on.
See, my dog used to do that. Well, not ring a doorbell. She's like tiny. she used to, if she ever got out, just sit on the front steps. Like, she'd be so proud of herself for getting out but not know where to go. So totally, she'd just sit at home, which is just the sweetest thing. They don't ever want to go anywhere. They just want to not be on the side of the fence that they're on. Mm-hmm. And they just sit on the front door. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
We all need to train our dogs to do that too. I feel like if I could train my dog to use a door. Actually, this is weird. My dog kind of knocks on doors. If she wants to go through them. So she'll jump up. I'll put this near the desk and she'll jump up. She's tiny. And she'll just like scratch on the door.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And be like, let me in, let me in, let me in. Which is really annoying. Like, so annoying. But she's really clever. I think she's the cleverest dog ever. Maybe this one's more clever.
My old one, I remember now, we had a sliding door.
Oh, yeah. The entire clever. Room,
and he was able to use his nose to open
the door. Sliding door.
Yeah.
My cats will, like, reach up and, like, paw as close to a doorknob as they're very tiny to a doorknob as they can get. Like, this. I know this is what gets me to the other side.
Yeah.
They're very cute. Animals are so smart.
Yeah.
You can't not be happy looking at a Labrador puppy either.
Always a good source of good news.
Always the best. Yeah. It's my favourite good news.
Yeah.
It's the only good news you ever need. If you ever feel sad or depressed because of the news, just look up dog does something great.
Like, crazy cat.
Yeah, good crazy, boys. Crazy, good boys. Or like the Dodo on Instagram. That's an Instagram account.
Dodo.
Yeah, it's an Instagram account all about rescuing animals. It's really sweet.
I was about to say, dodos are extinct, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's a sad story.
That's a sad story. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jess.
Two of our wonderful producers, Ryan and Mitch there. Some good news for your week. We'll tweet those videos as well. If you want to see our tortoise in his cute contraption or the doggy at the door, we'll tweet them now.